Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us once again, Mark Asagueta from Death Angel. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Great to talk to you and everyone again.
Totally. Happy to have you on the show again. First of all, tell us about how the summer was. I know you had some European touring.
It was absolutely incredible. Just got back about a week ago. We did 5.5 weeks all over Europe, only 5 days off in those 5.5 weeks, so we were pretty constant every night. And it's our first full-blown European summer tour in about 2 years, so it went better than expected. A lot of festivals and then some headliners in between, and then we supported Sepultura a couple shows and supported Queensryche for a few shows as well, so it went great.
Awesome. Death Angel recently released a thrashumentary, which is basically the story of Death Angel, and it also includes a live performance. Mark, what's the most surreal thing about watching your history as a band?
The most surreal? Wow. I mean, it's got to be, I really do love watching the early footage. It's especially, you know, us live on stage and just kind of watching us, because you know, I knew I loved it then, but it just went by so fast. So to rewatch it over and see the live footage is just it's something else, because it takes me back to that club, you know, whether it be in Connecticut or whether it be in Tilburg, and it reminds me of the shows and how absolutely incredible the times were that seemed to fly by back then.
Full Metal Jackie with Mark Asagueta of Death Angel on the show with us right now. The title track off a recent Death Angel album. This is The Dream Calls for Blood. Full Metal Jackie, Mark Asagueta from Death Angel, our guest on the show this evening. Mark, the Bay Area was home to a vibrant music scene that ultimately redefined heavy metal. How would that scene have been different if any of you were conscious of the impact your bands would have on metal?
You know, that's a good question. As far as how would it be different, man? To a certain degree, I don't even know how different it would be, because I think it was a no hold barred just, you know, us against the world kind of attitude that every band out here had, you know, and it was kind of like we wanted to take on everything and just kind of abolish what you know, the what was happening at the time, say in you know, in the big hair bands at the time. And we, you know, we just kind of felt like it was just the non-image and a turbo-driven version of new wave of British heavy metal. And we just kind of thought that it was our personal little clique here, and then realized that it was something special that was felt worldwide for just anyone who was kind of blue-collar, you know, just needed to get their aggressions out. And everyone was our fans were our age. So I think all the bands had, you know, that attraction and appeal to the younger generation, because we were part of that younger generation.
Mark Asagueta of Death Angel, our guest on the show this evening. Going to take a quick break. Still to come this hour, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. New music from Lamb of God. More with Mark up next. Full Metal Jackie, Mark Asagueta from Death Angel on the show with us. Mark, what makes the Bay Calls for Blood the definitive live Death Angel album compared to Sonic German Beatdown or Fall from Grace?
Well, see, the difference is, like, this one we actually, you know, it was recorded live with a proper, you know, live unit, and, you know, we mixed it down, and we knew we were recording, you know, those shows for a live record, whereas Sonic German Beatdown was just, it basically is just the audio of that live DVD, so it wasn't, you know, we knew that there was going to be a live DVD, but we just took the audio and kind of made it from that particular show that happened in Germany. So it wasn't necessarily, we didn't go in there knowing it was going to be a live record, where we knew it was going to be a live DVD of the film, or of the show, rather. And Fall from Grace was literally just an unauthorized release at the time. It was recorded for a radio broadcast back in 88, Frolic Through the Park tour in Amsterdam, and it was just maybe two microphones on towards the stage, two microphones towards the crowd. And it was great for, you know, a radio broadcast, but nothing that we'd want officially released, where this one, you know, it has the band's backing, and sound quality's much better, and we're very proud of it, yeah. and we did it in our hometown.
Full Metal Jackie, Death Angel singer Mark Osegueda, our guest on the show. Quick break up next. Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. We'll have Mark pick a tune. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Mark Osegueda from Death Angel on the show with us. And we're talking about the Thrashumentary, which is basically the story of Death Angel. And again, it also includes a live CD, which is called The Bay Calls for Blood. Mark, how has revisiting the history of the band affected your creative thought process for the next studio album?
You know, it's nice because it makes me feel much more confident about, you know, the direction we've been going in for the last two records, and that's pretty much just getting much more in tune with our thrash roots than, say, some of the albums that came after Ultraviolence. And the last two, we keep moving more towards the thrash roots, but of course, we've grown as musicians since the Ultraviolence, so it's just taking that excitement and enthusiasm of the whole thrash movement and putting it to what we're writing now. And it also helps that we've been touring, so we get this live energy, so it makes the songs much more urgent and exciting sounding. And I think it's just made us feel like we're on the right path. And looking back at the early stuff, it gives us that kind of youthful us against the world attitude still now.
Full Metal Jackie with Death Angel singer Mark Osegueda on the show with us. Coming up this hour, one of the members of Death Clock will be checking in for another edition of the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Iron Maiden. More with Mark up next. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Death Angel singer Mark Osegueda on the show with us. Mark, much was made about how young you guys all were when Death Angel started. If you could, what would you tell yourself at that age?
Oh, man. Hey, don't wear the outfit you wore on the back of Frog Through the Park. No. Other than that, you know, I would honestly say just kind of, I would try to tell myself just to stick to my guns and don't pay attention to what naysayers say.
I think that's good advice.
Yeah. You know, I definitely, over the years, had people that, you know, didn't like my voice back then that, you know, eventually years later now they do. So it's just kind of, you know, you gotta take your punches if you want to, you know, stick around in the later rounds for sure.
Full Metal Jackie, quick break up next. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll also check out new music from Miss May I, and we'll have more with Mark Osegueda of Death Angel. Full Metal Jackie with Mark Osegueda of Death Angel. Pick up the Thrashumentary DVD, and you'll get the live CD as well, The Bay Calls for Blood. Mark, what can we expect for the rest of 2015 for Death Angel?
2015, I mean, all we have now is we're writing the new record. You know, we're in the process of it. We enter the studio October 1st, and we hope to be done by beginning of December, turn that in, and then have new product out in spring and start touring like mad.
Awesome. So you guys have a general, you don't have a general idea when the album should come out?
I'm thinking March, April. Yeah, we're also, you know, I'm thinking we're going to have, we'll probably do, you know, one or two shows before the end of the year. You know, West Coast shows, just because we like to, you know, we don't like to keep our boots too clean for too long. So.
Awesome. Well, looking forward to all of that. Mark, thank you so much for being on the show again.
Absolutely. Thanks for, you know, helping us keep the flame going and spreading the word.